Om Shanti. Meditation is firstly the awareness of the inner being, the original self, the soul. But through the practice of soul consciousness, one is able to be aware of the presence of the Supreme. Whilst the soul is locked in the consciousness of the body and physical matter, there is no possibility of connection with God, the Supreme Being. In fact, very often, we have even denied God's existence. However, as we become aware of our own spiritual identity and we get to the point of realization of the self, God realization becomes a possibility. The word yoga actually means to link, to join, to unite, to yoke together. It therefore suggests that there are two entities that need to be linked or united. And when we use the term Raj Yoga, Raja, the Sovereign, the Supreme, indicates a number of different factors. In the context of Raj Yoga, it means that yoga which is the highest amongst all yogas. It also means yoga with the Supreme, with the Lord, with God. It also means that union by which I attain mastery, sovereignty. I become the ruler of myself, the king of myself. There are therefore two steps that are fundamental in Raj Yoga, the knowledge of the self and the knowledge of the Supreme. Because we've had so many conflicting ideas in terms of religion and philosophy about the existence or no existence of God, the worldview is a very confusing one. However, perhaps the only way to be able to validate any theory is through my own practical experience. And so if I begin to practice the awareness of the eternal identity of the soul, I'm able to step into another dimension, a dimension which is beyond time and space. And in this awareness of eternity, infinity, I see not only myself as the eternal being, I see a multitude of other beings of light, souls. I recognize the existence of many, many eternal beings, many souls, all of us part of the same family. Just as I am eternal, with my own unique personality, each and every other soul is individual, is eternal, is unique. Each one of us have a different capacity, varying degrees of qualities, a different combination, a different permutation of those qualities. This explains the enormous variety that we see in the human world. This is part of the beauty of the human world. However, given that there are these variations, it would be reasonable to assume that out of this vast number of souls with different qualities, there is one amongst all souls who has all attributes and has those attributes to an absolute extent. And that one soul is given the name the Supreme. There cannot be many that are supreme. There can be many that are super or superior. However, the term supreme in itself denotes one. Amongst all souls, there is one who is the supreme soul. And the reason that we describe this one particular soul as being the supreme is because the supreme soul contains within that being absolute, infinite love, truth, beauty, joy, and peace. This is also actually the reason why we want to meditate on the Supreme. In terms of my own human experience, whatever it is I think of begins to influence me. If I spend time in company with a human being, it is reasonable to expect that there would be an influence that reaches me and begins to affect me. And the longer the time I spend with an individual, the greater the impact of that influence. And of course, the more powerful the personality that I spend time with, the deeper that impact goes within my own being. This is the reason why we go through enormous variations in our own thinking, feeling, and being. Sometimes these influences from outside are highly positive and very powerful. Sometimes, perhaps they are still powerful, but not always positive. And perhaps sometimes they are actually even definitely negative. I look back to my childhood and the influences that I was exposed to at that time, and my perception and my attitude of that time, and then through adolescence, the different influences that I was exposed to, and the way that my perception changed. And I see myself today as an adult, and I see how, even at this very moment, I'm exposed to influences not only from direct human contact, but also the influence of media and the things that I hear, I read, and see create images within my own consciousness, and these determine the way I feel and think and am. Recognizing that within the human dimension, there will always be variation, sometimes good and sometimes not so good. If I decide I would like to expose myself to an influence that is constantly positive and enhancing, it is at that moment that I decide to go beyond the physical dimension and reach the spiritual dimension and search for the Supreme. In the awareness of the soul, I understand that there is a possibility that a Supreme Soul exists. And I simply experiment. I use the power of my mind, the power of my thoughts, to make contact with the Supreme, with the source of all attributes, the one who possesses these attributes to an infinite degree. My own experiment will give me evidence. Meditation is the method to be able to experiment, to be able to verify for myself the reality of the existence of God. When people have been through the near-death experience, whichever religious tradition they may come from, or perhaps no religious tradition at all, maybe even a background of not knowing, or a background of outright rejection. Yet, the experiences that have been shared by people who've come back from a near-death experience are very similar in their nature. Their background or prior belief system doesn't actually influence the report of their experience. At that time that they experience this separation from their physical body, whether it's been through an accident or a trauma or even on the surgery table, different situations may have triggered that point where the soul actually has separated from the body and is separate from that instrument and therefore is able to look down on that instrument and see everything that's happening to it. And from this point of view as an observer, that soul is able to see and know and understand everything that's happening within the room, even though perhaps the medical situation is that they've been described as not having consciousness, as death. In that space of detachment, the next episode is usually the experience of going through a long dark tunnel and at the end of the tunnel coming to an experience of light. They describe the light as having awareness, not the light of an electric bulb, but a light that seems to have consciousness. And surrounded by this light, they are actually able to experience an enormous amount of love. A love that is definitely unconditional love. A love that's total and accepting, non-judgmental love. It gives them a feeling of great elation, of great joy. It totally removes from their minds the fear of death. But for some reason or another, they then come back into their present life, their present body. And this may have been after a space of some seconds, 10, 20, 30 seconds. It may have been a period in terms of minutes, even as much as 45 minutes perhaps. But when they come back, they share similar experiences of having felt the warmth and power of this light, of this feeling of great compassion and joy. It changes their perception of life and death totally. They begin to lead life with a new awareness, a new meaning. However, it's not necessary that we go through a near-death experience to be able to understand that light and get to know that light. Spiritual knowledge gives us very similar information. The form of the eternal being that I am is a form of light. The form of God, the Supreme, is also the same. A being of light. And just as the soul contains within itself all attributes, qualifications, personality, in precisely the same way, the Supreme Soul, the source of light, the being of light, contains within that being all attributes, all positive qualities. A personality which is divine, benevolent, loving. And meditation is the method of contact, communication with the Supreme. form of light has been seen by mystics of all religions through the ages. Ancient civilizations remembered God as a being of light or had symbols of that particular form. And so throughout history, across all religions, the image of God as light has been remembered. God doesn't have a physical form. The human soul takes on a human body and therefore becomes male or female. But God the Supreme is beyond gender, above gender, and yet possesses attributes of both the masculine and the feminine. We are therefore able to describe God as the Supreme Parent, the Supreme Mother, and the Supreme Father, the one who is the source of all love, compassion, understanding, truth, and wisdom. As we focus our minds on the Supreme, God is able to influence us. And from the ocean of peace, waves of peace can reach me, and I'm able to absorb that peace. From the being who is the being of absolute love, love is able to reach the soul, and with the power of love, I'm able to make major changes within my own personality, changes that would otherwise be impossible. The purpose of making this contact with God is so that we're able to draw from the ocean, from the infinite source, all positive attributes within our own being. It is through this that our life is transformed, and our life, once again, is filled with much love and happiness. Our life actually can become divine again. It is possible to experience this relationship in two different ways. Firstly, when I give myself the chance to sit quietly and meditate, and through this, I rediscover that connection with God, that original link with the Supreme. However, just as if I love someone and I am close to them, I remember them as I walk and talk and move and engage in other activity. In the same way, because this is just simply the inner connection of love with the Supreme, I can maintain this contact, this yoga, this union, as I carry on fulfilling my other roles and responsibilities in the physical world, and keeping this inner awareness, this inner subtle connection with God means that God's virtues, God's attributes, actually influence my life. Let us experiment with meditation, focusing on the Supreme.